Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, good evening to another episode of the Chris Chadwick Show, Let's Talk Smoke. Man, what a great week it's been. What a big, big weekend it's been for a lot of teams there in Kansas City at the American Royal this weekend. A lot of excitement, a lot of action going on. It's just been a big week for barbecue as far as barbecue history is concerned. It's all in the books now, people. It's down. It's time for the next comp. But man, let's give a big shout out to everybody at the American Royal. What a great show they've done. What a I'm sure a great time they've had. Man, it's just been wild. I'm sure. I hate I missed it, but next year I will be there. Chris Chadwick, Hall County Cookers, will be in the house at the Royal. Hopefully, we'll get to go play next year. But we got a show lined up. We've got a big Q&A talk show this Sunday evening. It's just been real fortunate this week with a lot of great tips, talking to a lot of great people, a lot of exciting things going on. I'm just proud to be a part of the barbecue community, especially a part of Barbecue Superstars. I'm glad to be a part of that family. It's a great family to be a part of. If you're not, you need to go check us out at www.barbecuesuperstars.com. Daryl Mast has got a wonderful site there, people. It is jam-packed full information, products, barbecue teams, anything you want to know, barbecue-related, cook-related, it's there. There's even a new section for Halloween. Check it out. It's just loaded full of great things. It's just a wonderful site. If it's a site you need to put in your favorites on your computer, at least go there 1, 2, 10 times a day. Check out what's happening. You will always learn something. Guaranteed, mark my words. It is right there at barbecuesuperstars.com. I'm so thankful that they're behind me and supporting me. This radio show is a great thing. I've really enjoyed it. We've done several shows, and we've just had a lot of great people on here, a lot of great topics. We're just having a big time, and we can look forward to continuing and having a bigger time. So I'm just excited about that. I've got several callers lined up for the show tonight. Hopefully everybody can get in and we can talk. This board to cooperate with me a little better tonight. I'm looking forward to just talking barbecue. We love to talk barbecue. The only thing better than talking barbecue, like I say, is eating barbecue. Now, I'm telling you, if we're not talking it, we're cooking it and eating it. And that's just the way it goes. So, without further ado, it's time to let the smoke roll. Let's talk some smoke. Let's bring up some topics. You know, I've got a lot of questions. I got a lot of things I want to ask tonight with a few callers. When we get them coming in, we're going to have a great show. I want to bring up the American Royal again. You know, there's no telling how many hundreds of teams went to Kansas City this past week, competed this weekend. I know, you know, the excitement, you just could not imagine the excitement that was in the air with all these teams, all these great names, all these new beginner, everybody that was there, all these great products there everywhere. Every booth is something happening, something exciting going on. I couldn't imagine all the great flavors, the flavor profiles, and last but not least, the stories being told, man. It would just been an honor to be there. So all the people there, I want to give you a big shout out and congratulate all of you for going, because there's a lot of work in going to a barbecue competition, especially one like that, and there's a lot of expense too, people. So you got to understand these guys are really working hard for their passion that they love to do. When you go to a barbecue competition, it's just not going and lighting a grill and cooking, turning it in. That's the last thing you do, turn it in. You just don't understand. There's hours and hours and hours of prep work getting ready for these competitions, especially these guys, these I call them big boys. They're doing it week in, week out. It's amazing what they do. Plus, work. It is just unreal because if you've never been to a competition or never competed, you just don't understand what all is actually involved. And, I mean, it's you've got to have a love, a passion for barbecue, a passion for the competitions, because it's a tremendous amount of work. I mean, you're prepping, you know, these teams that compete, like I say, week in, week out. You know, they, besides their full-time job, they're getting ready to go compete, getting their products together, getting their prep work done, their meat, getting all their containers, you know, loading up, unloading. It's just an extensive line. There's a whole list of things you do. There's a whole checklist, I know personally, that I go through before competition. Of things that I need. I basically take a whole prep kitchen with me. Now, I'm not fortunate enough to have a big trailer yet, but right now what we do, we go and we set up pop-ups, and that's, you know, the man that invented those easy pop-ups, they are wonderful to have because you're definitely going to use 2, 3, 4 of them at a cook site, and they're just wonderful to have. What I usually do when I get prepared for a competition is I'll make me a checklist of everything I need. And when we get ready for a big competition and go to compete, I'm usually working on that a week prior. Anything that I'm out of, making sure I have it packed, all my totes labeled, ready to go, everything washed and sanitized, coolers. You're constantly washing coolers, which I take a lot of commercial large pans. You're constantly washing pans, sanitizing pans, getting everything ready to load up, just to load up. Your pop-ups, your coolers, your product, your spices, your flavors. You've got to have all that together. Your sauces, you've got to, which me personally, I make my own sauce. I'm constantly cooking sauce week in, week out. I mean, it's every other day we're making sauce around here. You know, my house smells, especially my kitchen, smells like barbecue restaurant because I'm constantly making sauce, constantly tweaking on all my different flavor profiles. My chicken, constantly working on chicken. It's never ending. Hopefully we can talk about chicken tonight. You know, chicken, folks, is a category that is tough. It's tough, tough, tough to master. And once you think you have it mastered, a couple competitions in, you're back at square one and you're starting over again, let me tell you. Matter of fact, I think QL placed first this past weekend at the Royal in Chicken. A big congrats to them on that big first place win on Chicken. Let me go over this. I know for a fact the grand champion this weekend, American Royal, was Team Shiggin and Grinning. And I'm not familiar with that team. I don't know them personally, but I don't know all the teams. I try to get to where I know all the teams. But a big shout out to them for winning that big grand championship there at the American Royal. I know the reserve grand champ come in with QL. big shout out to them. You know, I'm just proud for all these guys that went and cooked, placed, the ones that didn't place, everybody there. Big shout out. I know Chris Chadwick is giving a big shout out to all these guys at the American Royal, because it's, like I say, a lot of work. It takes a lot of passion, a lot of love for the sport to do this. And barbecue is a sport, people. Barbecue, that is a sport. It's a tough sport. And there's a lot of work in it. And it is something that you have to work at and train and do every week. I mean, it's just a sport like anything else. And I love to be part of this sport because it is a wonderful sport. It's growing every day. It grows. The barbecue community is getting larger. The word is spreading like wildfire. It's flowing like smoke in the wind because the love of the game. Everybody loves to barbecue. Everybody loves to eat. And when you have a good product and a passion for that product, and you go put it out there week in, week out, every week, you've got to have that passion. But back to our top five on the American Royal. Like I say, Grand Champ, Shiggin and Grinning. Reserve Grand is QL. Third place goes to Smokey D's Wannabes. That's who placed third. These are overalls now. Fourth place overall is Big T's Q Crew. Shout out to them. And last but not least, in fifth, top five, Texas Pepper Jelly Team. So all these teams, a big congratulations to y'all, man. It's an accomplishment. It's a great achievement. It's just really nice to have y'all out there doing this week in, week out, and cooking at these big shows like this. Just a big hell yeah. That goes out to all of you. Goes out to everyone that competed there at the American Royal. I wish I knew all the teams to talk about, because I would. I'd try to cover every one of you. It's just a great thing to have y'all there, and hopefully one day I'll get to meet some of you, hopefully all of you, because it's a big barbecue family. That's what the barbecue sports world is. Competition circuits. You get in these competition circuits, and you're looking forward to meeting these guys and seeing them week in, week out. It's just a big pleasure to meet all these new people, because they're such good people, and you want to see them. It's like if they're not there at the show, you're missing them and worried about them, wondering what's going on and why they're not there. So it is it's definitely a family oriented, a big family, and it's great, great, great feeling to know all these people, because I know I've met a tremendous amount of wonderful people in the barbecue circuit, no longer than I've been in the barbecue competition. Everywhere we go, we don't meet a stranger. It's just really, really, really a good feeling. And I want to emphasize to everybody to get out there and let the smoke roll. Get in a barbecue competition. Take your Weber's with you. Whatever kind of grill, if you need to take two or three, load them on a little 5/8 trailer, put your totes on there with your spices, your coolers, pack it up and roll to the next competition. I mean, hey, you know, these entry fees on these competitions aren't going to break the bank. You get to go, you get to experience a lot of things, you learn a lot of things. You know, most entry fees on these shows are $100, $125, $135, you know, up to two. Big show, some big shows that pay out thousands of dollars are up to $200 entry fees, and you have so many chances to place in these shows. You know, if you've got three categories, a lot of the big shows place, yeah, and we'll call 5-10 places each category, especially these ones with the big money. You know, that just increases your chances of walking, getting your name called, getting in there, and getting that first fever. In that fever when you get that first call, man, when you get that first call, it's on. I mean, it's on like a neck bone, I'm telling you. It's on. When you get that first call, the bug bites you, and then you're in. When we get some callers, we'll talk. We'll ask them about their first call, how they felt, and how it changed their whole perspective of barbecuing after they got that first call. I know it personally changed mine. Here in West Tennessee, we do a lot of small venues, a lot of festivals, a lot of town festivals, community festivals, and it's back to the family-oriented picnic, basically. You know, you got all these festivals out there, these small towns. We'll have 10, 15, 20 cookers there, have a few thousand people there. Everybody knows everybody. They go in, they're coming in, they're trying this barbecue, trying that barbecue, enjoying everything, and they know everybody. It's just like a big old country picnic. And when I say country picnic, if you've never experienced one of those, you need to come on to West Tennessee, and I'll invite you to one myself. We'll take you and we'll give you that experience because there's nothing like it in this country. I mean, it's great to have that. And I just really, really think if you ever try it one time, you're going to be bit, you're going to be hooked, and it's going to be on from there. I'm just proud to be a part of it. I really am. But without further ado, we'll get back to the show. We've talked a little bit about that. We've got a lot of time here. We're thankful to have 2 hours each show. A lot of people say, what do you talk about for 2 hours? Well, you know, some nights I sit down and I think about it and try to line something up and try to get it all planned out and have it queued in. Exact times, and, you know, it never works that way. I would rather talk from the heart. It's easy to talk about barbecuing, barbecue, the teams, the people, the sport in general, when you love to do it. You know, it just comes natural. There's no script to it. You know, you just have a big time with it. This show right here, the Chris Chadwick Show, Let's Talk Smoke, is basically just like we go and barbecue. We have a great time. We love to do it. We love to meet people. And on this show, we emphasize, you know, we want y'all to call in. Let's talk barbecue. You know, I mean, it's all about you. It's all about barbecue. Don't be shy. Just call in, and we'll have a big time. Let me give you the number here. Number here at BarbecueSuperstars.com radio show tonight is 1-347-202-0263. That number again is 1-347-202-0263. So now, if you've got that number, give me a call. Call in. I'm working the switchboard here. Hopefully we can cue you right in. We'll talk. Ask me a question. I'd love to ask you a question. I'd love to talk smoke with you. We'll talk barbecue. Just have a great time. That's what it's all about. I would like to talk about, you know, I've got several topics tonight, folks, we'd love to talk about. I know I will do my very best to cover them all. I always love talking cookers, rigs, what these teams use, what they would like to use, what type of cookers do they have, did they build them, did they buy them built, did they have them custom built from a custom machine shop, or, you know, are they just commercial units? Like you can go to Walmart or anywhere, as far as that goes, where you can go to BarbecueSuperstars.com. Now, let me tell you, BarbecueSuperstars.com, if you're talking about grills, smokers, rigs, whatever you want to talk about, let me tell you, it is packed full of some killer cookers. Let me tell you, I know one of their premier pieces that they have on BarbecueSuperstars.com are Backwoods smokers. Now, let me tell you, I don't personally own one yet, but I have several friends that have them. And you're talking about a killer cooker. Brother, let me tell you, those Backwoods are spot on, right on the money. I mean, they're nice. They're very nice. They have several different models. The expense is minimum on them. They're not very expensive. They're very nice cookers, very efficient. I mean, you know, when you talk cookers, I like to ask them what type of wood they burn. Is it a stick burner, or are they using charcoal? What kind of charcoal, lump charcoal, what do they prefer? Is it Royal Oak? Is it Kingsford Competition? you know, it just, you know, is it the grocery store, independent brand? That what do they like to use? You know, what do they use? If they're burning wood, what type of wood they use? What type of, is it a hardwood? Is it a post oak like they use in Texas or mesquite? Or here in Tennessee, my wood of choice is hickory. Hickory is what I use. I mean, I got a stick burner, hand built. I built it myself. Hickory, I use hickory, and that's all I use. I go to the sawmill. I load those big old bundles. I take them back to my shop and get the chainsaw out. I cut them as I need them, and I cut what I need when I go. So all my wood I use is hickory. But, you know, a lot of these guys don't have that luxury of having this fresh wood like that. They can go, and I know Fruit of Wood, there's several companies out there that will cater all types of personal venues, you know, any type of wood you'd like to have, if it's cherry, apple, pecan, hickory, oak, post oak, mesquite, you know, it just goes to guava. I've actually used some guava wood from Hawaii and a guava fruit tree wood, and it puts all that deep, dark smoke, but it's a killer smoke. It's a good taste, but it is heavy. So if you like a good heavy smoke, look it up on the internet. Check it out. You can order you some from Hawaii. It doesn't cost much. Guava fruit tree wood. It's got a good flavor, but it is heavy. It's a heavy smoke. But you know, there's so many things we can talk about as far as wood, your builders, your cookers. I'm going to go on barbecuesuperstars.com right now. If my computer cooperates, that's where we're going. I'll tell you some of these great products that he has there. Daryl has on barbecuesuperstars.com. Has some awesome products. Awesome cookers, awesome grills, awesome rigs. He has it right there. Back to the Backwoods. Backwoods, killer, killer, killer cooker. He has several others. I know he has the Grill Dome. Like, it's similar to the Green Egg. A lot of people use those Green Eggs. They put out some fine results, fine products on those Grill Domes. I personally not use one there. Again, like I say, I use that stick burner, that custom built stick burner that I made. It's a pretty nice piece. But these Grill Domes, just like the Green Eggs, when you go compete, you can actually use, you can use Weber's if you want to use Weber's. Weber's makes a fine assortment of grills also. They make some smokers, offset smokers. They make little Smokey Joe. I call them patio cookers, a small charcoal burner. Smokey Joe, you know, they're perfect if you're in a competition, you've got chef's choice, you're cooking for 4 to 6 judges, perfect size, you can grill a big thick steak, shrimp, bacon wrap shrimp, tenderloin, anything like that. You can do it fast, you can do it quick. Any type of small grill in these competitions work. I'm telling you, you can use anything you want to use when you go to a competition. But I was on Facebook a little earlier today, and I was going through, checking out this, few of these pictures, few of those pictures, and Famous Dave had a picture posted, and I'm sure he won't mind me mentioning him, and these grills. He had an assortment of cookers set up out in front of his house. He was finishing his book, he's been working on a book for a while, and he had several. He had a Weber King Ranch, that's what I call it, the big dome cooker. He had a little Smokey Joe Weber. He had a regular Weber smoker with a rotisserie on it, if I'm not mistaken. He also had a smoker, just an old smoker, Weber tall offset water pan smoker. And he had one other one, I believe, that I couldn't make out. And he had a nice assortment of grills out there, and he uses all those, you know, depending on what he's cooking, what he's doing. but he had some nice cookers out there. And I noticed the post where he had a new charcoal chimney. And he, just like my wife, I keep a new charcoal chimney in the garage at all times because I'm constantly using one on the back deck in my on my patio cooker. Well, you know how good a charcoal chimney works, and you know how often you use it. Well, brother, let me tell you, after a couple hundred uses, that bad boy is not going to look pretty enough to put in the picture. So I think he even had a new Weber charcoal chimney in the picture also, you know, and my wife gets me one of those for every occasion, and I keep them in the garage, and I think he had one on his too. So back to what I was saying, though, he had a nice assortment of backyard patio grills that you could cook anything on, anything in the world you'd want to cook on it, you could cook on those grills, and you can keep them all on your back deck, your back patio of your house. Very simple, low maintenance to no maintenance. Very easy to operate. You can use your charcoal. Let it roll. Let the smoke light it. Let the smoke roll and kick out some killer flavors. So back to grills. Go to barbecuesuperstars.com and check out those grills because let me tell you, you're going to have some awesome grills on this page. Let's look. You got the backwood smokers. You got the grill domes. It's just loaded, packed full of different types of cookers. You know, it's amazing everything that is on barbecuesuperstars.com, especially their shop zone. And I just emphasize to you, can't emphasize enough that you need to go to that page, check it out, because you will love all the items that's on this page. And I even believe any orders over $150 you get free shipping on. And when you're buying stuff, you know, it can add up really quick, $150 free shipping. That's going to save you $20, $30 shipping right there. It's going to save you on your purchase. You can, any type, he's got knives, cutlery knives on here, some nice, very nice knives, any type of bakeware, any type of cooking utensil, grill utensil. He has the gurus for the grills. That guru is really nice, fan control, keeping you a certain temp constant. That's just less work for you as a competitor or a backyard cook. So you need to go to this site, check it out, and just see what it's all about. I'm telling you, it's really nice. The more I talk, the more I want to talk about all this stuff that we could talk about on cookers. Cookers, we could spend 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 hours all the time talking about cookers. I talk cookers every day of the week, at least an hour, 2 hours a day when I'm at work, when I'm at the shop working. It's just barbecue talk all the time. We just cannot talk enough about all the barbecue cookers. My board's not wanting to respond just the way it should, but we're going to make it happen anyhow. Cookers, when we get some callers calling in, we've got the cookers we want to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about if they're custom, if they're hand-built, any special features that you have on them, because once you start cooking and you might have a rig or you have a grill and you want to get a new one built, there's always things that you would like to add to that cooker that's going to make it easier for you to use. So, you know, hopefully we'll have some people talking about some of their private specialty tips that they have if they want to share them with us, because it's always something new, something that you can use, and something that will better your game. So we want to cover that tonight, folks. We're going to cover... there again, like I mentioned earlier, we want to cover the wood, the flavor profiles, what kind of wood they use, what if they depend a lot on the smoke, how important the smoke is in their flavor profiles for competitions. I know personally, I've said time and time again that I use hickory wood And I utilize that smoke. I like to smoke mine a little heavier in competitions. It has proven out to be really effective for me. I like to smoke mine. I like a deeper smoke. I like to put a deep smoke ring, a thick bark on my meat. And I try to smoke mine pretty heavy for several hours when I'm competing. But I use hickory. A lot of guys use charcoal. A lot of guys have pellet cookers. Pellet cookers, man, they're a thing of the future, a thing that's here now. Everybody uses pellets. They just love them. Everybody says they have a pellet grill. They say they love them. And it's just so easy. You can buy 50-pound bags of pellets, flavored the way you want them. They're already so, you know, they're either apple, they're either cherry, pecan, hickory, oak. You know, they're all seasoned up, different types of different flavors. We want to cover that tonight, guys. Also, we want to talk about salts and rubs. Salts and rubs, that's another whole topic, something we could talk about for hours and hours, but we want to talk to some of these teams. Hopefully, they can give us a little insight on their flavor profiles, what type of sauce they're using. If it's a commercial sauce, there's a lot of great commercial sauces out there. Or if it is a sauce that they make themselves, maybe they can give us a little insight on that. Sauces, I know I personally, there again, I use a few commercial sauces, but I do make most of my sauces, the majority of my sauces I make personally. Rubs. There's so many different types of rubs out there, flavor profiles. That's just a whole other topic. Rubs are killer. You've got to have a rub. You've got to have a killer rub if you're going to compete. That's just no doubt about that. I know on BBQSuperstars.com there is a page, 100 top sauces. He has 100 top sauce review and 100 top 100 rub review. You need to get on there and check that out because that's a lot of information. He worked hard a long time on getting these reviews up, on these informative reviews on the sauces, on the rubs. It gives you good insight, especially when you go, if you're going to compete and you go into the grocery store or Walmart to buy all these sauces. If you're going, there's thousands of sauces, there's hundreds on these aisles, and you don't know what to go with. They're all $5, $6, $7. You don't know what to use. You don't even know what type of flavor profile they have. You're just buying them, trying them. If you don't like them, hey, you chunk them. I know I do. There's a lot of sauces out there that just don't meet my standards as far as how they taste. So, you know, we work around that, and we try to find something we really like. Personally, I do a lot of Blues Hog. I like the Blues Hog. Now, I also do Drapers. Shane Drapers got a killer product. And if you hadn't tried either one of these guys, Bill Arnold with Blues Hog, Shane Draper with Draper's Barbecue Sauce, they both got really great products. You know, I personally love the Blues Hog. Shane Drapers, there's several others out there that I really like too. But, you know, we just talked barbecue sauce and flavor profiles, and that's where we're at. So we want to cover some sauces. We want to cover some rubs tonight. Hopefully we get some of that going on. I know I'd like to talk categories, what some people, you know, what some of the teams tonight that call in their favorite categories. What's their strongest category? What's their weakest category? What do they think they could do to change some of that? And maybe, hopefully, they're going to throw in a few tips on that, too. So we've just got a lot of stuff to talk about. Hey, we've got a caller online, 901. Who we got here?
Hi there, Chris. It's Jim Boland from Memphis Marinades.
Jim, how you doing this evening? Great to hear from you, my friend.
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Brother, I'm doing great too. Just had a lot of things going on these past few weeks. Got a big October lined up, and I'm just sitting here talking, running my mouth a little bit, talking about all the things that I love to talk about, which is barbecue, flavors, marinades, rubs, sauces, you know, you name it, we're talking about it tonight.
Good deal. Good deal. Let me ask you before we start talking about all of those goodies that you just mentioned, are you going to be heading up to the Jack Daniels in a few weeks?
Jim, I do have plans to go to the Jack Daniels. Yes, sir, I am.
Very good. I'm going to look you up. I'll be there myself. So I'll look you up and have the opportunity to shake your hand.
Well, we'll have a great time. I'm looking forward to it, too. You know, there's a lot of guys that I talk to all the time from all over. And, you know, you rarely get to meet them, especially as close as Jack's going to be to us, you know. And I'm just excited about going. Pardon my French. I just want to meet everybody and shake everybody's hand and just have a good visit with them, you know.
I'm looking forward to that. And I just wanted to call and first off say thank you for keeping the torch lit. You're doing an outstanding job. It's a lot of times a thankless job, and I just want to let you know that it doesn't go unnoticed. Your hard work.
Well, I sure appreciate that. You know as well as I do, we have to keep that positive outlook, you know, and we got to keep it going and flowing and just mm-hmm. keep talking about our sport, what we love to do, you know, and with the Tennessee Barbecue Association, you know, that's a new, she's new. It's just hadn't been up, you know, nine months now, and we've got a lot of positive things going on with the Tennessee Barbecue Association, and I try to work that really hard, and I'm sticking with it. And I know we've got some great things coming up in 2013 with that, and I'm really excited about every day new coming in with that. And
how's your membership coming?
Right now with the Tennessee Barbecue Association, you know, this was just basically a dream that I had that me and a couple other friends had discussed, and we started, you know, with 3, 4, 5. The numbers started it started going up and going up. And, you know, we're 300 plus anyhow right now. And I want to say, you know, most groups and associations and things, you've got active members and you've got just some guys that just want to join to be joined, you know. And I'm glad everybody's there. But we have a lot of active members and a lot of guys that compete, on a weekly basis, pretty much, at least bi-weekly, you know, every week, every 2 weeks, they're competing, and we're talking back and forth. You know, my phone just constantly rings or making a noise, getting a text about, you know, every 10, 15 minutes every day. You know, we're talking barbecue all the time. But It's really doing well, and I don't know if you know Linda Orson from the Shed Barbecue.
I recognize her by all means.
Yes, and well, Linda, we talk back and forth, and she's also the vice president of the National Barbecue Association. And she kicked in. I don't know if you noticed that. I hadn't posted it the last week or so there on the TVA side, but she's actually given us about 150 National Barbecue Association beginner memberships. And all you have to do is go on and fill out the paperwork, you know, fill out the app right there online and submit it, and then you're a member of the National Barbecue Association. So, you know, that was real nice to Miss Linda for doing that. You know, she's a great person, and she's a hard worker. She works this barbecue all the time, too. And so that's one first step of getting this association actually off the ground. And, you know, like I say, in 2013, we're going to be doing some changing and hopefully offering something for our members. And this will be a sanctioning body for all these smaller cooks around Tennessee. You know, we're constantly cooking, week in, week out in these festivals around Tennessee, you know, these small towns. You're from Memphis, and you know as well as I do all these small ones from Memphis back this way to Jackson, on up to Paris, and then, you know, constantly. I'm sorry, go on. I don't want to interrupt.
I was just mentioning the one in Covington. They're all over. You're right.
Right. Yeah, you know, they're all over. I mean, man, but these smaller ones, a lot of the state fair competitions and things, you know, everybody kind of goes by KCBS around here. You know, Memphis Barbecue Network is a great association, but it's just not very popular around here for some reason.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's more directed towards the larger cooks, you know, hopefully what the Tennessee Barbecue Association is going to do is kind of regulate these smaller cooks and give these teams some guidelines of what they, you know, give them something that they can go by to know what to turn in. You know, are you wanting to serve a rib fall off the bone where, you know, this the mayor's wife really likes it and you want it to taste like, you know, Sweet Baby Ray's or, you know, something local. You know what I'm saying? Or do you want it to have a little texture to it, a little tug when you bite it, see a little teeth, you know, a little firmness to it? You know, give them an idea of what's going on. So,
yes, indeed.
You know, I really hope that it's going to, you know, I know we've got several event organizers from all these cooks that are on the TBA now, and we've got some from the small cooks, and we've got some organizers from the large cooks on there too, you know. And that's good to know everybody. It's good to know these people, and if they're wanting to help and get things going, getting the ball rolling, and they want to participate, and that just makes, you know, when you're trying to do something positive and you're around positive people, there's no stopping you.
That's right. Well, I will say this. To all of your listeners out there tonight, all of you all listening in tonight that are in the state of Tennessee, man up to your computer and join this organization. It's a very worthy and a very credible organization. You'll be glad you did. And I'll give everybody a little competitive tip. If you haven't done it already, go to judging school. Learn how to be a judge. Even if you never judge a competition, learn how to be a judge. It will make you a better competitor. That's my tip of the week.
Well, you know what, Jim? That is an awesome tip. I mean, I appreciate you giving that tip because that is a fine tip. You know, I personally haven't been able to go to judging class yet.
Yeah, too many people, like you say, you know, well, I thought they wanted bark on the brisket, you know? Why leave things like that to chance? Go to the school and find out exactly what they're looking for, and then you know how to cook it.
That's exactly right. That's spot on. That's spot on advice, folks. You're listening to the man right there. I mean, that is a great tip. That is something you definitely need to try and do.
That's helped me in competition, not only here in the United States, but in Europe as well.
Well, that's funny you bring that up, because this month, you know, there is a KCBS judging class scheduled right around Jack Daniel's time.
It's actually during that week.
Okay. Okay, I've got a friend that's taking that class this week. Now,
yeah, I'm actually taking it as well.
Are you?
Yep.
Well, see, I didn't think I could get into that, and I wasn't going to be able to go and stay for several days. But this month, personally, my team, what I have done, I did our city had a Civil War reenactment. The first one of its kind here in
I saw that on Facebook.
And it was really something to see. It was very enjoyable. You learned a lot. It was really very interesting. But I catered that. I catered all the troops, so to speak, and had a wonderful time. Well, that was the kickoff of my, you know, well, the end of right at the end of September, that was the kickoff of my October. We've got a competition, a little small festival in Atwood next weekend we're doing. This past weekend I've done a car show for a little group here in town. And I have a university golf tournament I'm going to do this following week, the 19th, matter of fact. And then I have a class reunion to do the 20th. And I don't do catering. You know, I'm just a competition cook. And I do a lot of cooks.
Yeah.
So I kind of fell into that. But this the 19th, I'm doing this catering. And the 20th, I'm serving these this class reunion. Long story short, there's a KCBS judging class in Illinois. And I don't have that in front of me right now. But one of my friends that cooks with me, one of my team members, me and him are going to that class. We're taking that class Saturday in Illinois because we didn't think we was going to get in and could go and take the one at the Jack. But we're going to take that class to start our insight and take it to the next level. So, you know, I mean, it's funny you mentioned it. We're going to take that and check it out and see what it's all about. And, you know, when I meet you there at the Jack, we'll review notes if you want to.
Yeah.
But
I know a lot of people that have taken that course, you know, that Kansas City that completed in the KCBS circuit. And
right.
After they went to the judging classes, everything just started changing and scores started going up and places started going up. So it's a worthy deal, by all means.
Well, I'm excited about taking the class. I know I'm really excited about it. Now, have you taken many classes, or will this be your first one?
This will be my first one. I had an on-site one that the kind of the one they do on-site for as a just tell you what to do, but it doesn't certify you. It's
right,
just kind of
right.
A quick little sit down, and they go over what you're supposed to do, what you're supposed to be looking for, and so on. But certainly not the full blown certified school.
Right, right.
So I'm excited. I'm looking forward to that. And been busy. Marinating everything I can marinate and cooking them up, and busy doing tasting demonstrations. And so that's going along well.
That sounds exciting. That sounds really, that was my next question to you, is how everything's going with the Memphis Marinades.
Well,
you know,
our markets are opening up, which is good. I'm coming... For all you all out there in Jackson, Mississippi, I'll be at the Fresh Market. Our product is in there in Jackson, Mississippi, Germantown, Tennessee, Memphis, Tennessee, and coming very soon in a couple, 3 weeks to Little Rock.
Awesome.
And we've also got placement up in the Northeast in the Boston area, the Washington, D.C. area, and the phones are ringing from Florida and Georgia. So things are starting to click, if you will.
That's great. That's great news. I'm proud for you for that. You know, I really truly wish you the very best in this venture. I know you just keep working and it's going to work, because I wish everybody the best. You know, I want us all to just do as well as we possibly can and to be successful in all of our ventures on this barbecue world we're in. And I know personally, when I meet you, I want some product. I mean, I want Memphis Marinades.
Oh, yeah.
I want Memphis Marinades to be it already is a part of the Tennessee Barbecue Association. But I want to start working it with you and helping you, because I would like to have some of it to go to all these small town cooks. And you know, I'm going to do all I can personally to do everything in my power to represent your product. I want to taste it. I want to use it. I want to just put it out there, because I've got you and I consider you a good friend, and I've got a lot of good friends out there that have products, and I just love to spread the word of your product and just be positive about it. I'm just excited about that. And
I appreciate that, Chris. And I'll certainly have I'll have plenty with your name on it up there in Lynchburg.
Well, that's wonderful. And I'm just 100 miles away, and I don't get to Memphis often, but I'm gonna tell you when I'm headed that way, I'll give you a buzz, and maybe we can hook up.
Yeah, I'll give you all my information and email and all that stuff when I see you.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'll give you all four of the marinades, and you can try them out and see what you think of my award-winning flavor profiles.
That's what it's all about, brother. I'm telling you, I'm excited to try them. Tell us what you've got. Tell all the listeners what you have, and your flavor profile that you're working right now. Just give us a shout out. Give everybody a shout out, and let's review that real quick.
All righty. Well, it's the product is called Memphis Marinades.
Right.
We have four different marinades specifically tailored for beef, pork, lamb, and chicken. It's all natural ingredients. There's no MSG, no glutens, and it's a locally owned company here in Memphis and locally manufactured in Memphis. It's a unique product because marinades are always something wet that you put protein to infuse flavor. Mine are dry, and my motto is just add water.
Right.
So you take a quarter of a cup of the marinade powder and put it in a cup of water. Mix it up well, pour it in the Ziploc, put your meat in there, marinate it for 3 hours, and that's it. Take it out and cook it any way you like. On the grill, stovetop, in the oven, doesn't matter, accepts all forms of cookery. And it's a very very enjoyable product. I just finished a weekend of tastings at the two fresh markets here in the Memphis area, and it was a very positive exchange, and everybody that ate it really enjoyed it. So it was quite nice. I encourage everybody to go ahead and give it a whirl. I guarantee your satisfaction. If you don't like it, you can return it. It will happen. Gladly give you your purchase price back.
You can't beat that with a stick, folks. When you give a money back guarantee like that, if you don't like it, bring it back. That's what it's all about. When you believe in your product.
Nobody in the food business that has a food product is doing that.
Right.
But it's been, it's already been on the judges' table, competitively. And it's got a good report card there, so that's why I feel strong enough to back it up with that guarantee.
Right. Well, on your what would you say your number one seller is right here in Tennessee?
Number one seller is chicken.
Really?
Followed by pork, then beef, and a distant fourth is the lamb. I can't give the lamb away. Nobody eats lamb down in this neck of the woods.
No, I know it.
They don't. The pig is king, and I understand that. But I do have the lamb. There are some lamb people out there. And it's actually interesting because the lamb on its own has won more trophies than the other three combined.
Really?
And is a former two-time European world champion. So Irish, from the Irish European World Barbecue Championships, it was a two-time first place winner there. So, but lamb is a regional taste and a regional product. It's big in the East and the Northeast and the Mid-Atlantic. There's a lot of people in the in the Boise, Idaho area, actually,
really,
that are big lamb eaters. And where you would have high concentration of Middle Eastern population people, they're very indigenous. And the Greek people are very indigenous to eating lamb. But that's the way it shakes out as far as what's number one. The chicken is king, but the chicken is a very, very good flavor. And chicken is the meat that everybody seems to gravitate to because it's the most economical.
Right, right.
Now, I do also want to mention that I don't know if I did or not, that it's all natural ingredients with no MSG and no glutens. And they're all fruit juice based. So I was able to draw back on the salt and sugar.
Right.
So the salt and sugar contents are extremely low for a marinade.
That's unusual too, you know, because most of the time marinades are loaded with sodium, you know, salt.
That's where the fruit juices came in for me. And to legally be able to print low sodium on the label of your product, your nutritional facts have to be 5% or less. And two of my products are at 7 and the other two are at 10. So I'm very low in sodium.
Right.
And the sugars as well. So
That's interesting. That's really interesting.
Yeah, it's a more kind of natural approach, if you will, working the acidity of the fruit acids to assist in tenderizing and flavoring the meat instead of loading it up with salt.
Well, you know, I've always relied on my meat, my flavor, you know, what I'm cooking. I want it to stand for itself, you know. I don't really load it down with salts or sugars. You know, I like to use a little heat. Now, I do use some salt, but I try to keep my salt content down. But like I'm saying, most marinades or rubs especially are just loaded with salt and MSG.
Well, see, it's a chemical thing, and the salt is kind of like when you were in high school. There was one guy that had a car, so everybody was, you know, over at his house all
right,
the time.
Right.
He had the car. Well, the salt is like the car, and all the other herbs and spices and, you know, garlic and everything else kind of, they need the salt to travel into the meat because the salt is a vehicle, if you will.
Right.
So that's one of the reasons, besides the taste that salt brings, in enhancement of taste, that's one of the reasons on the chemical side why salt is such a necessity. Because if you take it out altogether, there's nothing in there to kind of penetrate into the meat, you know, and get that flavor in there. So that's kind of the salt's job. And then the garlic and rosemary and thyme and sage and everything else just kind of like jumps on board and hitchhikes a ride in.
Right,
know,
right.
To put
now, the thyme and rosemary, that sounds more provincial, more for the lamb. I see a lot of that in that lamb marinade.
Yes, I have a lot of rosemary in my product and garlic. They're both very comfortable in the lamb arena.
Right. I love rosemary. I love garlic. You know, I've got a huge, I don't have a rosemary plant. I have a rosemary bush.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, I can take those off there and use them as skewers instead of just getting my thin leaves off. I can use those limbs as skewers because, I mean, it's that size. I mean, it's a huge bush.
Tie them together with twine, they make great basters.
Oh yes, yes, I agree with you. That is just a gourmet touch right there that you just cannot replace with anything else, folks. What we're talking about is a rosemary. We have bushes, a rosemary plant. You take and cut several of your sticks off, several sticks of rosemary. Take you some butcher's twine, twine it up. You're basically using a rosemary baster, and especially with some good oil. You can baste whatever you're talking about with that rosemary infused oil, and it does make a killer. It makes a killer flavor profile that you can't beat. I love that kind of profile. And lamb is rich. And I love the rosemary concept, the olive oil. And I use some kosher salt or sea salt with some good old fresh ground black pepper on that lamb. And you know, I'm really excited about trying all your marinades. They're so highly concentrated, evidently, for them to be able to just add water. So you're mixing a fourth of a cup to a cup of water is your ratio.
Right.
So they're really highly concentrated, and they're going to make, they've got to make a dynamite marinade. And I'm just really excited, Jim, you know, in the month. I mean, I was excited before, but I'm even more excited now to hook up with you too down there and check that out, because that just really sounds good.
Well, I'm also looking forward to hooking up with you. And like I said, I'll have plenty of marinade for you. And you can give it a whirl and try it yourself. That's where the rubber meets the road.
There you go. What other plans do you have down at the Jack? You going to take the judging class?
Take the judging class. Helping some friends carry some equipment up there that they need. I'm going to truck it up for them, some grills and coolers and, you know, that sort of gear.
Right.
And then I'll be trucking it back when we're done, when they're done with it, I should say. And other than that, I'll just be bouncing around and socializing and seeing some people I haven't seen in a while and catching up on what's what and new techniques and having a ball.
Yeah, I'm excited about it too.
Unless you've got a cold or you don't feel well, it's hard to go to a barbecue competition and not have a good time.
That's right. And if you've got a cold when you get there, before you leave, it might be gone.
Yeah.
There's definitely some medicinal medicines there that I'm sure that one can consume to help that cold, too.
Yeah. Old Dr. Feelgood is in the house.
Oh, you know it. You do know it. But
yeah.
I'm not sure how many teams. Do you know how many teams that will be competing there to Jack this year?
Well, the USA draw, I think, is what, 50 games. And then there's another 27 or 8 international teams.
International.
And there might be some more Americans, American teams, guys that were runners-up and stuff. I'm not altogether sure of how their selection. You got to be a winner state grand champion
contest
to get the nod.
Right.
But there's also other criteria that they use for to let other teams in as well. But you have to be qualified, that's for sure.
Right, right. No beginners at this cook, not at all.
No, it's the cream of the cream, like the Masters in golf, if you will.
That's right. That's right. There's several around. You know, they had that big American Royal this past weekend, and I don't know how many teams were there, but I know my Facebook lit up like a Christmas tree with all of them. And and of course, Pitmasters was there filming an episode. And I'm sure they were in the center of it too, but I'm sure that was one big show this weekend. I'm just looking forward to hearing about some stories and meeting a few of the guys from there, because they will be on at the Jack too, you know. And I know I'm meeting a if you've heard of Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce. Bill Arnold, a good friend of mine. I'm supposed to hook up with him at the Jack also. You know, he's a fine fellow. We cook together some. When he comes local around here, he gives me a call, and I go and try to back him up if he needs it. And you know, he makes that Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce, and that's just a dynamite sauce. It's just a good all around sauce. You know, he has three different varieties that he really works hard. The original, the Tennessee Red, and the Smoky Mountain. But it's just, he's got a good sauce. I think he might be making some sauce up there live on a demo or something. So I'm sure, you know, there's no telling who all we're going to meet at the Jack Daniels at the end of the month.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's like, that's our golf course to do our business.
Yeah, the, you know, I'm just excited about being there. I know it's going to be it's going to be a fine time. I just can't wait. I can't wait to get there. It's going to, you know, it's just going to make it that much better. You know, and as us barbecuers, you know, when we meet one guy, we meet one team. You know, once we met them, we're friends, and I mean, it's just on from there. You know, it just gets better and better. And I know, you know, that's how it's been every competition I've ever been to.
Yep, I've been building those since 1995.
Yeah, see,
I got a lot of good friendships and good times and stories and you know, the whole kit and caboodle.
Mm-hmm.
And trophies as well.
Well, I hear you, brother. That's part of the journey on our journey. Once we go compete, we're happy for everybody who walks, but we want to walk too, you know, that's what it's all about. We like to walk. And I've been fortunate enough to walk more than I have it, you know, so far. So I've been real thankful for that. You've got to have the passion, you've got to have the want to go and the want to do these competitions. And that's what makes it great, because when you have a competition, everybody there has that same passion to a certain extent, if not a little more, you know. And you just don't meet many people that don't want to help you or give you a kind word, you know. You just don't meet many people at all in the barbecue circuit. And, you know, that's just what makes it great. When everybody's trying to help everybody, you know, that just makes it that much better. So I'm proud to be a part of that too. And I'm sure Daryl Mass, the barbecue superstars, Big D, I'm sure he'll be at Lynchburg. Now, if you've never met him, he's a fine fella. You just won't meet one any better. And,
yeah, I'm looking. I spoke to him about being there, and he's looking to be up there in gathering some interviews.
Right.
With different teams.
Yes, so, yes. He's always working that camera.
Yeah. So I told him I'd hook up with him, and there was one group in particular he was trying to get to, and I told him if I could be of assistance, I'd help him out.
Right. Right.
But, Chris, I'll tell you what, I hate to do it, but you know what I've got to do? I've got to get off the phone here, but you know what I'm going to do?
Tell
me. I'm going to light a chimney and cook a cowboy ribeye.
There's nothing wrong with that, brother. I'm telling you, I'm going to be on here for about 30, 40 more minutes, and then I'll probably do the same thing, is walk out on my back deck and light that chimney and let the smoke roll, and a ribeye sounds good tonight. It sure does, and I might have to do the same thing. Well, you know, Jim, it's been an honor to talk to you, and I'm so proud that you called in, and can't wait to meet you down at Jack Daniels, and hopefully we'll hook up with Daryl, and maybe I can get in there, and you know, we do some interviews together. I met him in Memphis in May this past year. Went down and hooked up with Daryl, and we did some interviews down there, and I'm excited just to be there, and once we get in, and we'll just have a good time, and just looking forward to meeting you.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And I'll be talking to you. I'll try to get in next Sunday and give you an update.
That sounds wonderful. You're always welcome here. You just call in anytime you want, and we'll just have a great time. So gotta get out there and light that chimney and let the smoke roll and enjoy the rest of your evening, and you're always welcome right here, I promise you.
Okay, thank you, Chris. I appreciate your hospitality, and I look forward to talking to you again. And all you folks out there, listen, in Tennessee, if you haven't done it, do it now. Join the Tennessee Barbecue Association. You'll be glad you did. Thanks a lot.
That's perfect. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, folks, that was Jim with Memphis Marinades right there. You know, a fine fellow. We sure appreciate him calling in. Just, you know, that's what the barbecue community, the barbecue world is all about right there. We've never personally met face-to-face. We're going to have a great time together. That is just one prime example of the good people that's in this barbecue community, this barbecue world. It is just mighty fine people. That's all I can say about it. They're just good people. We look forward to talking the more. Everybody we meet becomes friends. That's just how it works. And I'm just excited. I'm excited about the Jack. You know, that's coming up in October, end of the month. That is going to be a great place to be. If you don't have anything to do, I strongly recommend you to go to Lynchburg, Tennessee, and go down to the Jack, see all these rigs. They're going to be fine rigs. There's going to be booths set up. There's going to be products out there, all types of products. I just don't even know where to begin to tell you what type of product and what kind of people you will meet there at the Jack Daniels Invitational. That is, they say, the Kansas City American Royal is World Series of Barbecue. Well, they say that Jack Daniels is the Super Bowl of barbecue. So you definitely want to go and check that out. Go to jackdaniels.com, invitational.com. I know you can check that out and check out a lot of good information there. It's just jam-packed full. Just like BarbecueSuperstars.com. Folks, if you're just tuning in, just listening, just starting to listen to the Chris, this is Chris Chadwick of the Chris Chadwick Let's Talk Smoke Show. And we've been talking, trying to cover our grounds tonight with a few things. We went over the American Royal, the top five winners there, all the competitors, all the barbecue teams. We do want to give them a big shout out tonight. Congratulations on being there, competing. Hey, you're all winners in my book. You were there. You were doing it. It's got to be a great show. I know they did have a induction to the Barbecue Hall of Fame. I'm not sure how many were inducted, but I know that Johnny Trigg of Smoking Triggers was inducted. We want to congratulate him on that. He's a fine fella. I have had the pleasure of meeting him twice, once in Tupelo, Mississippi, once in Memphis in May. He is a fine fella, very down to earth. That's what you're going to see when you meet a lot of these barbecue competitors. You walk up to them, you want to talk to them, they're down to earth, very good people. It's just a pleasure to meet them. But that American Royal is a great show. Next year we'll be there, and look forward to next year because I'm planning on going one way or the other. We're talking barbecue. We're talking everything barbecue, anything barbecue. If you'd like to call in tonight, our number here to call in is 1-347-202-0263. And that number again is 1-347-202-0263. Call in, give me a shout out, tell me if I'm doing okay. If I'm not, let me know. I want to hear some input tonight. It would be great to hear from you. If you've got a question you'd like to ask, you got a topic you'd like to talk about, hey, I'm up for it. I'm ready to talk smoke. I'm ready to talk barbecue, anything. Barbecue, just bring it on. We're going to talk more about cookers. I'm going to give you a little insight on my cooker. I was hoping to talk a little more about a few more different styles of cookers tonight, you know, what they use, what a lot of these competitors use. I want to give a shout-out to Mojo Bricks. I've not heard any bad stuff about Mojo Bricks. I'm sure if you ever try one, you'll use another one. I've got several friends that use them. I've had the pleasure of using one just recently. They've got different flavors, so to speak. They've got, you know, your hickory, your apple, your cherry, your pecan. They've got all your bases covered. And if you're a charcoal burner, a pellet burner, a stick burner, you know, you can use them. So give them a shout out. Look at MojoBricks.com. I'm sure you can get some information from there. Try that product. I guarantee you'll enjoy it. That is another type. You know, there's so many out there. I'd like to talk about all of them. Unfortunately, I don't have the time to talk about all of them. But check it out, Mojo Bricks. I know one of my friends that's been on the show, Randy Hill, Southern Crunk Burn One Boys, he uses Mojo Bricks. He's really a big supporter of them. He likes them. I know he give a big shout out to him and Andy. They just won a grand championship this past weekend, and I'm proud of them guys. You know, these guys are out there cooking all the time too, and it's always good to get that pat on the back and that last call, win that grand. When you're doing what you love to do. So that's what it's all about, doing what you love to do, enjoying what you love to do. That'll always get you coming back for more. You know, it's just a passion you have, a passion you want to have. It's very enjoyable, no doubt about it. But we're going to talk a little more about our sauces, our rubs, our flavor profiles tonight. I know if you go to barbecuesuperstars.com, check out the complete list. They do have the top 100 sauces and rubs available. They've got a list. They've done a review. It's very informative. I guarantee it will teach you something. You will always learn something from barbecuesuperstars.com. He is very informative. Ribs, chicken, pork, beef. Any type of flavor profile, it's there. No doubt about it. It is very informative. It will cover everything from A to Z at barbecuesuperstars.com. And I do want to say it does have free shipping, any order over $150. That's free shipping. That's like putting a $20 bill in your pocket right there. So check it out, barbecuesuperstars.com. If you'd like to call in tonight, the number to call in is 1-347-202-0263. Call in and let's talk smoke. This is Chris Chadwick of the Chris Chadwick Show. Just give us a call in. We'll be glad to talk about anything you'd like to talk about. Teams, barbecue, categories, flavor profiles, you name it, we'll talk it. We love to talk barbecue every day of the week. The only thing better than talking barbecue is eating barbecue. Can I get a big hell yeah on that? That's what I thought. All right. I want to bring up something else that I definitely want to cover tonight. These guys hadn't called in tonight. Hopefully they will before the end of the show because it's always a pleasure to talk to them. And I want to welcome them to the Barbecue Superstars family. Will be Lulu's Barbecue out of Charleston, Missouri. These guys call in week in, week out for me. They support me, and I support them. They're a great bunch of guys. They're twin brothers is what they are. Cody and Kobe, they cook every day of the week almost. They've got a catering business, a vending business, and they work it really hard. You're going to enjoy their show. Their new spot is every Wednesday night from 7 to 9 Central Time on Wednesday night. It's going to be Lulu's Barbecue right here on barbecuesuperstars.com. Every Wednesday night, these guys, I'm sure they'll have a lot of topics to talk about. They'll carry on with you just like I will. They're going to bring something new to the table. We always try to keep everything fresh around here. We want to talk barbecue. We want to talk to our friends, our fellow teammates, our fellow competing teams. We want to talk to them. We want to talk about them. Everything barbecue, we definitely want to talk about. And I just look forward to listening to their show Wednesday night. I know they're excited about it. They're pumped up about it. I know they're looking forward to it. And I just can't wait to hear them Wednesday night. Get on the air and become a part of the Barbecue Superstars family. It's going to be a very good show on Wednesday nights. You got Daryl Mast hosting shows during the week. He is the king host. He does a great job. He's got some great informative shows. You've got Jim Berg with Killer Bees on Monday nights. And we'll give Jim a big shout out to his big reserve grand this weekend. I think he come off a big competition there in South Carolina. And very proud of him, you know, bringing that reserve grand home. I think he was talking like a half a point, quarter point or something. It was a very close run. Glad to hear Jim had a big cook this week and this past weekend, and we're proud of you, Jim. I look forward to talking to you some. I haven't got to talk lately, but anytime you get to call in, listen to Jim's show. He's got a great show. You've also got Whiskey Ben in the pit. Those guys constantly having something going on, good shows. It's very informative. We always enjoy listening to that. And if you can, give them a call. Call in, listen, see what it's all about. Very good shows, too. So, guys, that's what I'm saying. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about barbecuesuperstars.com and all the great shows during the week, weekend. This is a great lineup. It's always something good going on. We love to talk barbecue. We love to cover all the aspects of barbecue. If we don't cover it, we don't know about it, give us a call, tell us about it, we'll bring it in, and we'll talk about it. That's just the way that's the way we roll around here at barbecuesuperstars.com, and we want to talk anything barbecue. So if you'd like to call in tonight, we'll give you that number. Call in. I'm looking forward to talking to you. The number is 1-347-202-0263. Now, if you're not doing anything and just listening, say, well, no, I'm going to call Chris. Well, just give me a call and let's talk barbecue. We can talk anything you'd like. We'll bring up some flavor profiles. I know Jim out of Memphis, Tennessee, tonight has called in with Memphis Marinades. It's always a pleasure to talk to Jim. He has got a product out. He's got four different flavors of this. It's a marinade. It's a dry marinade is what it is. And he's got four flavors. He's got beef, pork, lamb, and chicken. Now, I was talking to him earlier, and I want to know what his number one seller was, and what would y'all think his number one seller would be? Well, he says it's chicken. You know, chicken is something that everybody cooks and eats basically once a week, twice a week, and this marinade will go hand in hand with chicken. The thing about it is you mix a quarter of a cup, which is 4 tablespoons, to 1 cup of water. You mix it up, put it in a Ziploc bag, drop your meat in there, let it marinate for about three hours, and he says that's spot on and that's all you need to do. So we're going to get some of Jim's product out here. We're going to try it out. Definitely going to talk about it. Can't wait to try it. I'm excited about trying that, and we'll let everybody know how to get in touch with Jim, how to get it. I know if you'd like to go on the Facebook, you can go to Facebook, look up Memphis Marinades, just search that, and you can get it right there on Facebook, and I'm sure you can get in touch with Jim, and if you want to try any of his product, I'm sure he can ship it out to you. It wouldn't be a problem at all. I'm excited about meeting him in Lynchburg, Tennessee at the Jack Daniels Invitational. Can't wait to get down there. I've got a lot of guys that I'm going to meet, a lot of superstars of the barbecue community I'm excited about. Ready to go meet them and try some product. Going to eat a lot of good food. It's going to be a great time. I just can't wait to get down there. We're going to try to discuss a few more things about the Tennessee Barbecue Association. While I've got that on my mind right now, the Tennessee Barbecue Association, if you've not ever heard of it or hadn't been to the page, it's a new group, new association that we started. I started, me and a couple other guys that's backed me up, started about 8 months ago. We have 300-plus members in it now. It's a great association. It covers all of Tennessee, some of Kentucky, Mississippi, Missouri. We have connections all over the surrounding states. Just give us a try. Look us up on Facebook. Join Tennessee Barbecue Association. Yeah, it's a win-win situation. We'd be glad to have you. It'll give you plenty of insight on any type of competition coming up, local, statewide. I can give a shout out to the competition. It's KCBS competition this coming weekend in Springfield, Tennessee. I know the site is posted there on the TBA. Just scroll down and search it a little bit. Springfield, Tennessee. Excuse me. Springfield, Tennessee is going to be a KCBS event. Be a good show down there. I know my boys Lulu's Barbecue, they'll be down there competing. There'll be several other guys there competing, several TBA members there. So go check that out. If you're somewhere close, I'm sure they got some spots left. You could probably get in and go compete. And if you've never competed in one, hey, load it up. Go down there, pay your entry fee, and get into the competition, experience it. I guarantee you, once you start it, you won't ever stop because it's just something great, a good experience. You'll definitely enjoy it. I know another one coming up on the 20th, 19th and 20th, I believe, will be in Bardwell, Kentucky, Carlisle Fest. That was an event I was wanting to try to go to. Unfortunately, prior jobs has halted that, so I'm not going to be able to get it. But Shane Draper, I know he has helped organize this event. He's helped with the organization of it. He's not affiliated with it. He'll be competing in it. But yeah, I think it's going to be a nice cook. It's probably going to be I don't know, 25, 30 teams. He's got a lot of great prizes. He's paying some good money. I know, I think a grand championship is a new Green Mountain Grill. There's just several things. I know Thermapen, he's got some connections with Thermapen. I know they're going to have some nice prizes, nice place prizes. It'll be nice to go down there and compete. Check it out. Look that up on Tennessee Barbecue Association. It is the Carlisle Fest. Scroll down through there. Maybe look up Shane Draper right there. I guarantee you can get a link from him. And I'm sure you can get in. I'm sure they have a few more spots that you can cover and get in and check it out. Be a good cook. I know there's going to be a little festival next weekend in Atwood, Tennessee. It's a little barbecue festival, small town there. It's just a nice big family reunion type cook. That's only a few minutes down the road. I think we're going to Hall County. He's going to try to go down and compete in that. I'm looking forward just to getting away and trying to smoke a little meat, let the smoke roll, and have a good time. And because once it gets in your blood, you can't get it out. I mean, you've got to go, you've got to compete, you've got to have a good time with it. And that's what it's about. So that's some upcoming events. I know there's several more that's planned. I know at the end of the month, Jack Daniels Invitational in October. As Jim mentioned earlier, a big insight to a lot of these cooks, if you've never done this, I recommend taking the judge class. He brought that up earlier. It just so happens that I'm planning on taking a judging class here in Illinois a couple of weeks from now, and I know there's going to be one there at Jack Daniels. It's a KCBS class. Usually the fee includes a KCBS membership for a year, and also the class, which covers the meat you're doing, you're eating. Very informative class. Gives you some insight on what's going on with what's going on and what they expect of you. Gives you some insight for your next competition. So I definitely recommend trying to go check out KCBS judging class. If you've never participated in one, try it out because I'm sure it'll be very informative to you. I've got several friends. I know the Fraz from Choking in the Smoke. I know he is he's planning on going and taking a class there in Lynchburg at the end of the month. Also, Jim from Memphis Marinades, he just said he was going to take the class. Just give you some good insight. Definitely going to step your game up, and in this competition world, you have to keep your game face on when you're preparing for competition. It's just some good information that you need to know. Talking about good information, I tell you, a good place to get any type of information as far as if you want to know how to cook a brisket, what temperatures to wrap briskets at, what temperatures to finish cooking it at, you go to barbecuesuperstars.com, search it on YouTube, because I guarantee you can find it. If you're not wanting brisket and you're wanting ribs, it's got several techniques on ribs. You can check out when to wrap, how to smoke, what to smoke it with, what to rub it down with, your prep, how to trim it up. All that type of information is covered on a lot of these YouTube videos that are on barbecuesuperstars.com. It is jam-packed full of information, prep information. I know personally I watched one just this past week with Jim Berg of Killer Bees. He was doing rib prep there in his competition trailer. He was prepping and cutting spare ribs down to St. Louis-style ribs. Very informative. He gave you some good, helpful techniques and tips that was very good to know, especially if you haven't ever done that. You know, right there is a prime example of what's going on in barbecuesuperstars.com. You know, it's just full of very informative information. Ribs, brisket, you know, chicken, you can get in there and you can search chicken, tell you all kinds of great techniques, tips, and what you need to do about doing to prepping chicken, you know, because there's a lot of teams out there that prep chicken that aren't placing. And if you get on BBQSuperstars.com and watch some of these videos, that might be the difference between you not placing and you getting a call. And, you know, guys, it's when we go, we all look for that call. Whether it's the first call or last call, we're all expecting a call when we go to these competitions. You know, we go and we cook our hearts out. We try to do this, do that, present our boxes and make them right. And then when it's time to be called, we want to walk. So, you know, that's what I'm trying to say. On BBQSuperstars.com, it's full of information, any type of information you need, you can get right there. Briskets, chicken, pork, shoulders, butts. You know, that's another thing. A lot of guys cook butts. I personally cook shoulders. I like shoulders. You know, that's just what I prefer to cook. A lot of guys cook butts. You know, everybody's got preferences. And it just depends on what you're wanting to do, what kind of time frame you have, what type of competition it is. Because sometimes competition, you can't cook shoulders, you have to cook butts. And that's what it's all about. You need to know what you're cooking. And so get on BBQSuperstars.com and check it all out. I'm trying to get us something that I've never done before here on BBQSuperstars.com, Chris Chadwick Show. Is play a little music. Daryl Mass, the king, the BBQSuperstars.com, knows how to operate this bad boy, and he can just kick it out there, and just he does a great job. You know, and Big D, if you're listening out there tonight, brother, I'm trying to follow in your footsteps. So what we're doing is having a good time tonight. We're talking barbecue. We've had some callers. Jim from Memphis Marinades called in tonight at a Memphis, Tennessee. It was great to hear from Jim, a fine fella, and look forward to meeting him. But if you'd like to call in tonight, guys, you know, I feed off y'all's calls, and when you call in, we just carry on, have a good time, we talk barbecue, and it just matters a lot to me, you know, because that's what it's all about. This show is for call-ins. I'll welcome the calls. The number is 1-347-202-0263. And if you want to ask a question or talk barbecue, just give us a call in. I'm ready to answer your question or talk Q with you. So let's talk smoke. Give us a call. The number again is 1-347-202-0263. So give us a call and let's talk smoke. We were talking rigs a little earlier, pits and what type of cookers, you know, what type of cookers you have. I personally use a stick burner. I know a lot of guys, you know, they all there's different teams use different techniques. That's for sure. But this stick burner I personally built, it's not efficient, very efficient, but it's a good cooker. It's pretty massive. I can cook several shoulders on it. I cook chickens. Something that I do that most guys don't do is I cook all my category meats on this one rig, and I try to keep it at one temp, you know. And it makes it a little harder, but it makes you appreciate the cook a little more too. I start my shoulders. Put my big meats on, then I follow with my ribs, and then I finish off with my chicken. If we're in a KCBS event, I'll do shoulders, I'll do briskets, then I'll do ribs, and then I follow up with chicken. It's indirect cooker. I've got a firebox on the end. It's not reverse flow like the Lang models. It's a direct offset, and I can also fire with it direct. I have a back door that I can fire direct, cook direct, and indirect at the same time. Now, what's nice about that is an indirect cooker is a slow cooker. It cooks great. But the thing about when you're firing direct, if you need to put a bark, you need to char that outside, and you need it quick, you're not going to get that out of an indirect cooker. You're going to have some heat under it. And if you don't have heat under it, you're not going to char it. You're not going to get your bark. You're not going to get your char like you really want, if you depending on what you're doing. So what's nice about this direct heat is I can drop that back door, and I can take my coals out of my firebox, and I can shove them directly in under where I'm at and where I need to be. So in turn, I can get the result that I'm looking for. That's what's really nice about my cooker. It's an indirect cooker, but it's a direct cooker. It's a smoker and a grill all in the same machine. It's very easy to use. I've learned to cook on it. I cook on it at every competition, and I enjoy cooking on it. She's just a good cooker. It just works well, and it's proven out time and time again. I've had some guys that come up and talk to me, and they've got these nice Jambos, which are some fine cookers. I've cooked on Blues Hog, Bill Arnold's cooker, with him, and he's got a fine cooker. I know Johnny Trigg has a Jambo, Rod Gray has a Jambo. There's a lot of guys that's got these Jambos, and they're fine machines. They cook great, but I cook on mine, and I can compete, and that's what's nice about it. If you don't have money to buy a Jambo, guys, you can build your own cooker, or you can bring a cooker with you, and you can compete in these competitions. It's all in the technique. It's not all in the product. It's in the technique and the product that you're cooking and putting out. It's not about what you're cooking it on. That's for sure. But if you would like to check out some fine grills and some smokers, you can go to barbecuesuperstars.com and check them out, because on this page in the shop zone, there's several grills that are very nice. I know Backwoods Smokers, Daryl has a whole line on Barbecue Superstars, the Backwoods Smokers, very nice cookers. I've got a good friend, Keith Webb, Power Report Barbecue Team. He has just recently purchased the Backwood. He's still learning on his, but he puts out a fine product, and it's just a fine cooking machine. I mean, the Backwoods are really nice. And he burns charcoal on his lump charcoal. He also uses, if I'm not mistaken, a Mojo brick, throws a Mojo brick in there that adds that scent, that flavor, that smokiness to it. And he does real well. There's a lot of guys who use Backwoods. I know at Memphis in May, I was in the Shed Barbecue booth, and in the back of the shed, they had a Backwoods back there smoking, letting the smoke roll, and doing a great job with it. And it's just what it's all about. Just whatever you like to use it. But the Backwoods is a fine cooker. You can check it out on barbecuesuperstars.com, and I guarantee you, whatever you look at, you'll like, because they are fine cookers. They have several options there. You talk to Mike, Backwoods. He can fix you up with option A, option B, so to speak. He can fix you up with several different ways and several different things you can do to get you the cooker that you want. And that's the thing about some of these cookers. When you walk in that line, it makes a difference on these cookers, especially the features you have. Just like my cooker. When I cook indirect, I can control my heat and my temperature and my flow. I've got a dampener between my hot box and my grill. in my internal chamber, so I can control that flow. So, guys, on these cookers, if you're cooking with a cooker, you're building a cooker, if you've got ideas about cookers, throw it out there to these manufacturers. I guarantee you they'll use some of these ideas because that's what it takes to make a great cooker. Just check it out and guarantee you'll be really pleased with that. Well, 2 hours is a long time to talk barbecue. No, it's not a long time to talk barbecue. We love talking barbecue, anything barbecue, all the time. We love talking barbecue. So give us a call, 1-347-202-0263, and let's finish this second hour out talking barbecue. I'm going to give you a big shout out and a hell yeah. Let's see if we can get this going here. We've talked cookers, we've talked American Royal, we've talked Jack Daniels, Invitational tonight. I know next weekend we'll be talking more about Jack Daniel's Invitational. Can't wait to go down there and check it all out. We've talked types of woods, charcoals. I know I brought up the Mojo Brick. That's going to be something I really want to talk about. That's just a good product. I've got a bunch of good buddies using right now. I know that we want to talk cookers again. Cookers is always important to talk about. There's all types of rigs out there from $99.95 on up to whatever you want to spend. And they're just a lot of awesome grills, a lot of awesome smokers. Because us as barbecue team members, barbecue competitors, we like to talk about cookers, no doubt about it. We like to check everybody's out, see what they've done to them, you know, if they made any kind of modifications to them or not. I like to look at all that stuff myself. I think it's important. I think it makes us better cooks. I think it makes us put out a better product, no doubt about it. Here at BarbecueSuperstars.com, I'm just proud to be a part of it. I enjoy doing my show. I know we hadn't had as many callers tonight. I was glad to hear from Jim there out of Memphis, Tennessee, with Memphis Marinades. I know he has he helps and he cooks with an international team, and seems like a great guy. I'm looking forward to meeting him there, Jack Daniels. But we talk, we have a great time. It's just like a big family, like I've always said. I say it once, I'll say it again. Believe me, I'm going to say it as many times as it takes before you believe me. It's just a big family, and that's what it's all about. And I'm looking forward to going down and checking that all out. We're still working on sponsors. BarbecueSuperstars.com sponsors me. They're a great sponsor. My team is Hall County Cookers. Check us out on Facebook. Hall County Cookers Competition Barbecue Team, or me, Chris Chadwick, check us out. Become our friend. We'd love to hear from you. Give us some input on the show. If there's topics you'd like to talk about, hey, just send me a message and I'll try to cover them. I'll do a little research on them if I don't know what's going on, and I'll find out. We'll have a topic. We'll have a Q&A on it, no doubt. I look forward to anybody that wants to talk about barbecue. If they've got a question, we'll try to answer it, no doubt about it. It's going to happen. We're going to let the smoke roll. We're going to talk barbecue. That's just what it's all about. I have sure enjoyed tonight. I've worked a little harder tonight. I enjoy this. I love to talk it. Give us a call. We've got a few more minutes left. If anybody wants to call in, give us a quick shout out. The number is 1-347-202-0263. That number again is 1-347-202-0263. Hey, give me a call and let's talk about it. Let's finish the show up and answer your questions. Be glad to talk about it. Sponsors, you know, guys, we work hard on this every weekend, every day we work. We want to talk sponsors. We would love for y'all to become a sponsor of the Chris Chadwick Show. Very minimum expense. Doesn't cost a lot. Would love to put your product out there in the listening audience. We would love to represent your product as far as cooking here in Tennessee, West Tennessee, Middle Tennessee, East Tennessee, Kentucky, Mississippi. Would love to carry your product with us, represent it. To the best and fullest capacity, and just get it out there, spread the word. We do have Tennessee Barbecue Association. It's up and coming. It's a great group. Check it out here on Facebook, Tennessee Barbecue Association, which is Tennessee BBQ Association. Check it out. Become a member. It's real easy. Just request to join the group. We'll be glad to have you. We have a lot of great guys in there. If you ever need any kind of input or information, hey, just post it, and I'm sure you'll get an answer. No, very good guys in that group. It's just growing. It's continuing to grow. I'm proud to be a part of that also. Just give us a shout out, and we'll definitely help you out, no doubt about it. So I've about covered everything I wanted to cover tonight. I hope we've covered it and completed about any kind of topic. You know, we wanted to cover the cookers tonight. We wanted to cover a few products tonight. We've had Jim from Memphis Marinades call in tonight. We've covered the American Royal, the top five went, the top five place overall at the American Royal this past weekend. Grand Champion, Shiggin and Grinning, Reserve Grand is QL. Third place is Smokey D's Wannabes. Fourth place is Big T's Q Crew. And fifth place is Texas Pepper Jelly. We want to give them all a big congratulations out there. I know that was a tough competition. Hundreds and hundreds of people out there. Teams, thousands of people. Big accomplishment there. We're just proud to know. And y'all had a good time and competed. Everybody got to see you. You got to see everybody. You know, that's what it's all about. Big family of barbecue. That's what it is here at BBQSuperstars.com. Hey, this is Chris Chadwick of the Chris Chadwick Show. We're going to call it a night. We sure do appreciate you listening. Give me some input. Give me some feedback. Let me know what's going on. Please send me some questions. Please call in next show. We'd love to hear from you. It's just that's what it's about. We'd love to talk. That's what we feed off of is you calling in. So that's what makes the show even better is you. So give us a call. The number again is 1-347-202-0263. Write it down. Save it. Be sure to call in and give us some questions. Give us some comments. Just call in. We want to know what's going on. I'm about out of time. This is Chris Chadwick. Be sure to check out Hall County Cookers Competition Barbecue Team here on Facebook. Like us. Look up Chris Chadwick on Facebook. Become a friend. Request me. I'll be glad to have you as a friend. Love to talk barbecue with you anytime, day or night. So just give us a call in and we'll talk to you. This is Chris Chadwick of Chris Chadwick Show. I want to tell you all, thank you for listening. Have a great week. God bless you, and we'll talk to you next weekend. We're out of here.